This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavors fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff out there to talk about. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter. Great ways to stay connected to her. It's time for Florida Man, of course, as the music tells you. There's three Florida Man stories, all of them sort of crazy. I feel like the ante gets lifted or gets upped with each one of these. So let's do them in the order of what I think are ridiculous. First, there's this one. And I can't believe that I put this at option three on the list. A Florida man was jailed after he attacked an Eagle Lake neighbor who bought him a beer. This happened in Polk County. A courtesy beer run in that area caused Sheriff Grady Judge to respond and say how a scrum broke out. Apparently, the person who was given the free beer didn't like the type of free beer provided, or just in general, some of the other things that happened. It got so crazy that there was a gun involved. But the guys mostly used their fists. So I think the gun was just present. I don't think it was used in any way. But that is number three on my list of insane stories where people get in a fight and somebody goes to jail over beer and a run for beer. But that does sound very Florida. All right. Number two on this list to me, a man is accused of selling 400 pounds of avocados from the Southwest Miami-Dade Grove. The guy's name is Edel Perez. He's 29. He faces charging of trespassing on an agricultural site, third-degree grand theft. He doesn't own the avocados that he was selling. He just wanted to try to sell them. So he's like, hey, you see all these avocados? You see how great they look? You can have all these if the price is right. And everybody's like, do you own those? He's like, that's not important. Well, let's not worry about that. Deputies on patrol spotted a black Mercedes parked near the Grove. The man was in a black hoodie. He was actually picking avocados himself and selling them. They estimated that he took about 400 pounds. That is a very, very long thing to do as far as the con goes. And it only made him about $800. You can only sell them for that amount of money. So it does seem like the effort versus the reward, not really there. And then Perez now also faces a $5,000 bond and probably a bunch of actual charges for a crime. It seems it's going to be very easy to prove he committed. But I just love the idea that you're like, hey, I see avocados. I see them on a farm. They seem like the kind of thing that I could make some money off of. So let me go ahead and do that. That happened in Florida. And now the number one, or the ante being the highest as far as stories go, and this is just a sick person that did a sick thing. Derek Jordan Wright Jr. is the guy's name. He is 26. He faces charges of digital voyeurism because the first thing he did was he filmed a woman in a South Florida Kohl's fitting room against her will. So he took a video like a creep is one to do. This already makes him the worst of the three people on my list, I think. But then even more than that, he showed it to her. So the creepy suspect of this crime who had a black iPhone 15 decided after he walked out to go ahead and show the video to the person that was the victim of the crime, even as I think she had noticed that something weird was happening and was approaching someone to talk about how, you know, bad of a look that all was. But it also seems like maybe the guy might sick, you know, or sort of pervertedly get his kicks from this sort of thing. But that story was also out there that in Miami, a guy chose to record someone else in a fitting room and then eventually had to share the creepy thing he did with said person. The judge imposed bond restrictions and other things, and this person is likely to find themselves in a whole lot of trouble too. I've never seen this occur. Someone trying to do a video thing of somebody else. But I imagine a bunch of people like me would react if you saw that and try to, like, you know, do something to the crappy person that's doing this sort of stuff. By and large, they're not usually intimidating people. So whether that's get physical with them or something else. But I just wish that more people would have that instinct when this sort of thing happens. Because you can't imagine that the guy in South Florida tried to video record someone in a changing room that she's not aware is doing it. And no one else noticed anything strange. Because I do think a lot of these people just need to get the crap kicked out of them in the regular world more often for this to stop happening. I think that a lot of the people who do, you know, certain scummy stuff in our society, mostly with technology, deserve to have an immediate version of justice provided to them so that they stop. Although this being in the news and this guy's name being out there seems to be the kind of thing that's probably also going to be a decent deterrent. But this guy's an absolute scumbag. All right, quick break. A lot coming up. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
There's nothing better than the holidays. The house is full, music playing, cousins talking trash over games. It's like the family group chat finally made it to real life. And right there, when you need a fresh pick-me-up, it's Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. It has that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. Just feels made for festive moments like these. Whether you're cooking with your auntie, laughing with old friends, or catching up with the favorite cousin that you haven't seen all year, Sprite keeps the celebration bright and refreshing. It's the perfect holiday sip. It's light, flavorful, festive, and worth sharing. But heads up, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is only here for a limited time. So grab it now, throw it in the fridge, and crack another open to keep the good vibes flowing. Your favorite flavor has officially arrived. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite, obey your thirst.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7th, 2026 with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
I delayed it as much as I could, but Hunter Biden did a podcast and there's a bunch of audio out there and some of this stuff has to be talked about. My favorite thing, and producer Steven actually sent this along to me, which is great, is a promo for the podcast in which Hunter Biden is claiming there never was a laptop, but then also referring to the laptop multiple times, making it sound like it definitely existed. And by the way, of course it did. The government actually even used it against Hunter Biden in a lawsuit. They entered it into evidence in a courtroom. Be weird to enter nothing into an evidence in courtroom, but who cares about the truth if you're Hunter Biden? Let's go ahead and say two things at the same time. This is a minute of audio, and he claims there is no laptop and then claims there's a collection of social media things that are the laptop and then just says the words laptop way more times than anybody should. Here we go.
Is no laptop.
There was no laptop.
I have no recollection whatsoever of ever dropping off a laptop to John Paul McIsaac.
By the way, real quick there, that's not proof of anything, sir. The amount of drugs and things that you did, not having recollection of dropping someone off to someone, not exactly going to be trusted. Continue.
Says he goes to repair the laptop, but then he starts to read the files and he reads a file and he sees files about Burisma. And he says the only thing that he can think of doing is calling Rudy Giuliani. He's a laptop repair shop owner in Wilmington, Delaware, whose store is 3.5 miles at most from where everybody knows my parents live. So if he had a laptop that he wanted to return, he thinks that the best thing to do is call Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Bob Costello, and give it to my sworn enemy.
But there was no laptop, right?
They cobbled together all of this.
Okay, that's my favorite part too, when Sean Ryan, who's doing this interview, is like, wait a minute, but you said there's not a laptop. So why are you now talking about who they decided to give the non-laptop too?
Digital material that had been stolen from phones, that had been taken from the dark web, and they made it out to be this thing. Then the story doesn't become about the laptop at all, because there's nothing in the laptop other than a record of me being a degenerate at the worst moment in my life, smoking
doing drugs.
Wait, but I thought there was no laptop. Yet again, he's referring to a thing that he knows does exist, and he doesn't recall who he dropped it off with or how he forgot it. And by the way, my favorite part in there, too, of doubting the legitimacy of the actual story that existed surrounding that laptop is that someone would call Rudy Giuliani. Why would they want to just deliver it to you or to your parents or to anyone at all remotely tied to the Biden administration if it seems to be incredibly damaging to the Biden administration? Who do you think's going to hide it if you return it to them? You actually do want to give it to someone that you think will turn it into news and actually give the truth of what's in there. Not saying Rudy Giuliani has to be that guy, but why would I ever bring it to the Bidens if I find all this crazy stuff on it that talks about Burisma and everything else and the big guy, et cetera, et cetera? That's insane. Hunter Biden also was asked a question about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Talk about a voice I don't need in that discussion. But he actually admits that it was a terrible thing, that it was a failed exit. So I thought that was at least interesting to play because Hunter seems to be more willing to blame Pop for things that definitely the president got wrong. The former president and President Biden got wrong. The exit from Afghanistan, probably one of the most significant mistakes of the mistakes that he made. But then when talking about himself, when referencing things like the laptop that didn't exist a second ago, or even referencing being on the board of Burisma, he continued to forgive himself like only a degenerate can. But here he is talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
What do you think some of those failures were?
I think one of the failures was the way in which they executed the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I think it was an obvious failure. I think 13 Marines are dead. I think that there was a better way to do it. And I think that I can blame it on his generals. I can blame it on the people, the way in which we did it. But my dad always knew this also, is that the buck stops with him. Huh. I think that was a failure. I don't think.
Yeah, hold on. What I think is amazing about that, too, that he says the buck stops with him. Of course it does. President Biden ran on certain things. One of those things was ending the war of Afghanistan, and he did it terribly. He did it the way a politician does, who only cares about being able to say, I made one of my political promises come true. He didn't actually want to do it to protect anyone. And even though Hunter Biden references the loss of military lives, if you have listened to the individuals that were actually impacted by it, whether it's the family of some of those individuals who died or some of the other military people who were injured and survived, the way they talk about how Biden treated them, how much he disregarded and didn't care about the sacrifice made by the men and women in our military, is much more significant than the degenerate, drug addicted son of the former president telling us that he thinks that's one of the mistakes that his dad made. Well, his dad was the auto pen and president. It's ridiculous. And I can't believe that it's the kind of thing that goes viral more places because by and large, I honestly just don't want to hear from Hunter Biden anymore, but I have to play it, especially that there is no laptop. And then he continuously references the laptop that he claims doesn't exist.
There's nothing better than the holidays. The house is full, music playing, cousins talking trash over games. It's like the family group chat finally made it to real life. And right there, when you need a fresh pick-me-up, it's Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. It has that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. Just feels made for festive moments like these. Whether you're cooking with your auntie, laughing with old friends, or catching up with the favorite cousin that you haven't seen all year, Sprite keeps the celebration bright and refreshing. It's the perfect holiday sip. It's light, flavorful, festive, and worth sharing. But heads up, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is only here for a limited time. So grab it now, throw it in the fridge, and crack another open to keep the good vibes flowing. Your favorite flavor has officially arrived. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Love Madison Volleyball is back, bringing the tough and gritty play Wisconsin is known for. Featuring world-class athletes, including Wisconsin favorite Lauren Carlini. Get ready for fast digs, huge swings, and long rallies. This is volleyball built for Wisconsin fans, and this season there are even more home matches to get behind. Tickets available now. Visit lovemad.com/iHeart. Love Madison's new season begins January 2026.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Time for a quick five on the Dana Show. Five lightning fire topics to get you into the holiday spirit or whatever This one to me, I loved. This isn't holiday related. It's just in general. Although I guess it's the kind of thing I wish I could get as a 40-year-old guy for my Christmas. A chance to play in an NFL football game. Philip Rivers has been living this dream the last 2 weeks after years, of course, of being a great NFL quarterback and then having to retire and sitting on the couch for several years. Here he is calling a play, something that was viral on social media. I think a couple people even said, please inject this kind of thing into my veins, just because of how cool it sounds. And I think how a lot of us of an age that's a little older than what would be typical for a professional athlete see ourselves more in Philip Rivers than we do in other people out there. Here we go.
And he was able to get the ball to Taylor for a first down.
Mike, Eddie Hunt, we can score. Set 180. Mike, Eddie Hunt. Hey, Lincoln Thump. Lincoln Thump.
48, 48.
Right there.
Hey, 20. Hey, Rat.
We're good, 48.
Dell Dawson.
Like a traffic cop putting guys in place, and he's got a man wide open.
That's wide open. For half of that game, it was a bunch of fun. Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts hung in with a much better team in the San Francisco 49ers for half. And then the other second half of the game happened and terrible things occurred. And Rivers didn't seem like he could throw the ball as downfield as he needed to really be competitive in the second half. But nonetheless, I do think he's one of the feel-good stories of the NFL season this year and the last couple weeks, and especially in Indy. The show airs in Indianapolis and WIBC. It airs a lot of places. Indy and the Colts looked like a team that would do very well this year, and then a lot of things fell apart. So just having the Philip Rivers story at the tail end of the season is at least a reason to keep paying attention to a team that's very, very likely not going to be a part of the playoffs. Some other things out there as far as quick five topics go. The FDA approved the first GLP-1 pill for obesity. It is from the makers of Wegovy. And it'll be interesting to see if it's as effective or more effective or less effective than the shot version of the GLP-1, and also how cost-effective it'll be, how expensive for you to spend money on this sort of thing. I know more and more people that are on some form of weight loss drug, and it is sort of shocking to see how quickly they drop weight. And actually, saw sort of a tangential story to this one. Chipotle has put out a GLP-1 menu, which just is simply lesser portions of the food you would normally get at Chipotle if you're not on a weight loss drug and if your appetite isn't curbed as much as it would be by taking one of those. So it's more protein rich, less carbs, and just less overall food. I thought that was interesting that Chipotle wants to lean in to people who might not be eating a whole lot because of some sort of medication they're on, and claim that they're actually going to overserve those people with less stuff. And I assume it still costs about the same amount of money. One final thing, and just quickly, and we'll talk about it more later. There's a viral story about Santa, elves, and a robbery in Montreal. Not exactly a Disney movie. I'll give you details for that in a bit. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff out there to talk about. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter. A great way is to stay connected to everything she's doing. At Radio Craig C, if there's some reason you want to follow me too. I'm just going to keep throwing it out there. Maybe I'll break 500 people that follow that account by the end of that, or whatever it's at. I don't even know. By the end of helping fill in on this show. I do want to talk about the Republican infighting just a bit. And so if you don't know anything about this, good for you. America Fest 2025 happened over the weekend. That is the Turning Point USA event, one of the bigger ones. Certainly something that the absence of Charlie Kirk was a noticeable part of. But there were shots taken by Ben Shapiro in the direction of some. I think Tucker Carlson took shots at Shapiro. People were firing at each other. I think Megyn Kelly got hit with strays for some reason and then had to deal with that, the fall to that. And certainly Candace Owens was criticized a lot, mostly because it's fairly easy to criticize Candace Owens. She is right now one of the biggest names in the world of I'm just asking questions, even if I have no proof or logical reason to ask some of these questions. I'm still just asking them, which by and large is the same as investigating. Candace Owens feels like to me, before I get any of the rest of this going and play some audio for you, like someone who's part of an investigative team, maybe the most recent, you know, person hired on a team of detectives or cops who's just saying crazy stuff. And you're looking at that person, you're like, I don't know if that's right. I don't know if aliens did this or whoever it is did that. And she's like, I'm just trying to help. Every idea is a good idea. Sometimes those can have a detrimental effect. Not in the sense that you got to shut up, keep saying whatever you want to say, but in the sense of if you never have any proof of them, you're going to convince people of things without any reason to actually stand behind them. And that seems bad. And I think by and large, that was Shapiro's point. Now, Shapiro certainly has a lot of things you can criticize him for. Many people do, whether you're on the right or the left or what have you. So here, let's start with this. Let's start with some audio of Scott Jennings on CNN talking about J.D. Vance, what the vice president said about this, essentially saying that let's have the infighting within our party stop. Now, I actually profoundly disagree with this, but not because I agree with the craziness of some of what people are saying. But here, first, let's play the audio of Scott Jennings and how he summarized what Vance's message was at America Fest.
But it was pretty stark when you lay it out that way, right? When you saw Vivek Ramaswamy and Ben Shapiro going directly at what are some of these conspiracy theories and anti-Semitism, let's call it what it is, that are in some corners of the movement. How do you see the way that J.D. Vance kind of threaded this needle?
Well, J.D. Vance was and is trying to appeal to the most people possible because he anticipates being the nominee of the Republican Party in 2028. And he has had relationships with a lot of the people whose names you heard on the stage. You know, there's more information today than we had yesterday. They took a straw poll of all the people who went to Turning Point's event. So this is thousands and thousands of people. 87% of them in the straw poll said that Israel was either a top ally or an ally of the United States. On top of that, they asked the people who were there, what are the biggest issues facing the United States? Number one, radical Islam. So when you look at what the people who were in the audience think, it sounds like they were really more with Ben Shapiro than they were with some of the other people who were attacking Ben Shapiro. They were rather clear-eyed about who our friends are and the difference between right and wrong, at least.
Yeah, I agree with him on that, that they're clear-eyed. A lot of people seem to be clear-eyed on who's right and who's wrong, regardless of what you think of the actual person of Ben Shapiro or anyone else. And I know that there's been some shots taken at the character of Shapiro and some of the things he's done in the world of media to other people in media, Candace Owens among them, who said that she got, you know, fired by Ben, which she did. But nonetheless, here's what I think is more interesting than that conversation and telling you whose side I'm on, if I agree with Shapiro or I agree with Vivek or I, you know, think that Tucker was right, all that, whatever. It doesn't really matter. And honestly, if you listen to the show and Dana, she knows a lot of these people way more than I do. So she might have way more information and better things to say about some of this infighting. So I encourage you heavily to listen when Dana's back hosting the show to anything she says about this. But my very simple point is I think that the Republican Party, or at least the people who are the most notable names and voices within it, continue to demonstrate how they're different than Democrats in a good way. And I'm not trying to echo any one of the points that they make as being valuable in and of itself. I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic on this show or anything like it, but I am saying that not shutting up voices, not telling people that you're not allowed to say what you think, and, you know, not allowed to target people within our movement or within our side of the political aisle, is the exact opposite of what Democrats do. Their hive mind, monolith thinking is damaging. It's something that I think is inherently bad in the world of politics in general. And I'll give you a couple examples of why I think this is actually kind of a good thing. The first one, obviously this happened a while ago, but I really enjoyed when it took forever for Republicans with a majority to pick the Speaker of the House. I didn't enjoy it because I thought that some of the names being thrown out were good or bad. It wasn't even that complex. I enjoyed it because I think that's what our political system is supposed to be. You're supposed to have infighting, people who disagree with each other, who raise these opinions or raise these voices and say, I don't want this or I don't want that. You don't have to have people who all think and work in lockstep. And Democrats demand it. Republicans don't. Even Republican voters and supporters don't demand that everyone thinks exactly like them in order to be a part of the party, part of the movement, to vote the same way. And I think that was J.D. Vance's overarching message. But I do think that part of this is also a lot of people who think they're more important than they are. No offense to Ben Shapiro or anyone else. I like him more or less and some of the things he says. But I will say that the movement is beyond any of these voices, the movement, the political party, whatever you want to call it. And people are going to have differing opinions. And I think it will always be better to allow those opinions to exist in the public square and to essentially attack the ones that you think are horrible, as opposed to the opposite. So I think what Ben Shapiro did on stage was fine. I think what Tucker Carlson did was fine. I think all of them are doing things by and large that I think help demonstrate that this party is more complex, that it's actually all the things that, quote unquote, woke people want to say they are without woke people being any of this stuff, which is what I find is kind of amusing. And I know this is an unpopular thing to say, but I can't help saying it. When I'm around people who vote like I do, I vote Republican, I vote conservatively. I've been doing it since I was eight. I've been a registered Republican since I was 18 years old. So it's something that, honestly, my family has done for a long time, too. And there are notable people within my family and the party that I won't reference right now. But nonetheless, what I think is interesting about this is when I'm around those individuals, you can have a more complex conversation. Like, people can heavily disagree with each other and call people a moron and an idiot in sort of a lighthearted way, or maybe a serious way. I don't know. But you can talk about this stuff. Honestly, the way you see Republican pundits or Republican politicians being willing to do an interview on any platform, you see people like Trump taking questions all the time from the right, the left, the middle, whoever. And honestly, when they say that Trump's brain isn't working anymore, I find that uniquely hilarious because of how often he's willing to be challenged by anybody and let whatever the results of that challenge are be something that speaks for itself, be something that exists in the world. Biden was hiding, and Biden was using a list of names to call on when he did do any sort of interaction with the press. That is much more damaging and demonstrates a person whose brain is broken far more than any of the crazy stuff they say about Trump. But here, by and large, I guess the overarching message of what I'm trying to say, and it might be something that you care about very little. I doubt the average American person is sitting home at night thinking, man, why is there so much fighting within the Republican movement as far as some of the bigger names that exist within this party, pundits and or, you know, actual politicians? I doubt that's something that runs across your mind very much compared to what's going on this Christmas. But I will say that if you do pay attention to it, if it is something that you more closely monitor, I think it further shows you what is supposed to be the way that a party functions, meaning that it does have dissenting opinions. It does have outside voices. I'll credit Dana Loesch for sure as being a human being that'll challenge anybody on anything. And it's one of the more, you know, fascinating things about how fearless, and I'm not trying to kiss up to her, I know I'm filling in on her show, but how fearless she can be. It's like, ah, screw it. I'll say what I think, no matter who it offends, no matter who it hurts, any of that stuff. And I think that is a much more common, not to the degree that Dana does it, she's exceptional at it, but I think it's a much more common principle of the right than the left. And I think most people would agree with that and understand where that comes from, because on the left, that woke, crazy ideology that they aspire to have is all also, you know, uniform hive mind thinking that seems to be much to the detriment of everyone. And really, the kind of stuff that gets you further away from knowing the truth or understanding a complex issue in the most valuable way possible, because you just want the snippet version, the highlight version, or the version that's a true narrative. That you don't have any sort of sense of what part of it is you know, being given to me for deceptive reasons and what part of it is actually authentic. It's just amazing. Again, one more time to see that all play out, because I don't think you would have a Democratic convention quite like the one that Turning Point USA had, or fundraiser, or whatever you want to call it, where so many people on the same side of the aisle, took pot shots at each other. And yet you do have that with the Republican Party and the conservative movement and MAGA or whatever you want to call it. And I still think that's good, regardless of what the shots are and the ones that I easily can say I disagree with. At least they're still not being silenced the way they do it on the other side. All right. I think I've made my point several times. But again, that's the only takeaway I had from all of this coverage and some of the media obsession and the reaction to it. Pundits who are trying to tell you how this is bad or good for the midterm elections. Is you still want a party that seems inclusive, and that's a very woke word to use, by being willing to have any discussion. And that party is not the one that screams it actually is, you know, woke and all this stuff, because they hate with a passion and they hate their own side with a passion when the few that do seem to speak out at times against them, like the Jon Stewarts of the world, say one thing that they disagree with and that side goes crazy on their own. It is quite a bit different, again, than the right. All right, quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
While holiday shopping is almost always fun, credit can be confusing. Download the MyFICO app now and shop with confidence, knowing that you can stay on top of your credit 24/7. Get your FICO score straight from the people that created it, plus free credit monitoring and a free credit report every month. No credit card required. FICO scores are used by over 90% of lenders, so trust the MyFICO app to keep you in the know. Visit MyFICO.com/free or download the MyFICO app today.